Yeah, my other two.
Dude, really, first one out of like 50. So I think we need to have, as a change up, somebody in the media should open up every single day. We've done it. This will be our fifth year, so go ahead, Manish. You got something to say, go for it. We got the Pirates hat over here. Obviously, they're having a huge year. Okay. The bullpen, the closer got hurt, so I don't know how that's going to affect them. Either way, what's going to affect us is I have a meeting 1:30, so I'll be watching tape with the defensive coaches and things. Great day. I think MVP of the offense today was Gates. We saw that great speed and obviously always on him. You know, we got it's one day. You know, we certainly understand that, but it's encouraging to see him get out there. We saw him making strides last year, but that speed that he has is, you know, it's impressive to say the least. Thought Steven caught the ball well, which is good to see. Kellen makes a big play at the end of the team period. Was good. Then on defense, I think, you know, the usual suspects, and you can pick out a guy. But I think Calvin and David stood out to me. Obviously, Mo, that's almost an everyday deal. But, you know, I think we're gonna be fast on defense. I think we see that right away. I like the communication that our guys have had. You know, might be able to put base out there versus three wides, you know, maybe a little more than we've done in the past. Who knows? But we'll see. We're, you know, as a first day, I thought it was good. And look, I know, not saying, you know, anything, but when you look at it, it feels weird. The camp is different this year. It's my fifth year, yet it's different. I think the big thing about it is that there's so many things up. You know, we talk about competition, but there's competition for starters. You know, you're looking at 6, 7, whatever, different starters on defense. 4 or 5, you know, different starters on offense. And then the competition for 53 spots, the competition for practice squad. I don't think I've ever been in a situation or a camp where really so many of those things are, you know, those spots are really up for grabs. And I think that's going to make an interesting camp. That's probably a little unique from situations I've been in the past. But with that, I'll go ahead and open it up for questions.
Did you guys, we talked to Santonio Holmes, he said that you all brought a lot of the medical equipment from Florham Park up here so that he could continue his rehab. You know, what are your thoughts on his prospects to return, and, you know, how good does he look to you?
Well, he looks great. You know, he's doing a lot of conditioning and things like that, so his body is, you know, that won't be the issue. A lot of times, sometimes when you come off injury, you rehab the injury, but you also got to get back into playing shape and all that type of stuff. Now, I'm not saying he's in football shape, but he's in great shape. You know, conditioning, he's probably dropped 7, 8 pounds or something like that. So he's really been working. And it's funny you mentioned the equipment. So I had bed check. I always do bed check the first day. And you go around and you talk to your guys and all that. And he had everything up there, man. I mean, he's, you name it, game ready. You got this, you got that. He's explained it all to me. I'm like, oh, wow. You know, like there's so much involved in the treatment that sometimes I think it's overlooked. You know, it's not like he's just getting a bag of ice, you know, or something like that. These guys, you know, the technology and everything else is incredible how they try to get these guys back. So you're right. We got tons of equipment up here for him, but other guys also.
Rex, he wouldn't even commit to being able to play this season, let alone week one. Is there some level of concern that he won't have him available at all this year?
Well, you know, there's some, you know, obviously there's always concern, but I feel, you know, confident that we will have him. You know, now when that is, I'm not sure, but I feel confident that he'll be out there.
Rex, you said that you want to go back to the way you were in 2009. Does that also include, for lack of a better word, the brashness that you used to show more than?
Well, I think, you know, like the guarantee stuff, I really never guaranteed that until I made that stupid one. but, you know, because I said, I really never guaranteed, you know, I guaranteed a Super Bowl, you know, my first year, you know, coming in first press conference. So I, all right, okay, I did say that too. But you know what? Like, I'm confident. There's no question I'm confident. There is no doubt. But when I found out later that it put more of a, it wasn't just coming down on me, if we didn't do it, it wouldn't just come down on me, but it was coming down on our players, and maybe they were sensing more pressure. That's why I won't say those again. And I think that's it. No matter how confident I am, but am I a guy that, believes in this team and that believes in this organization? Absolutely.
Rex, about the running backs, when do you expect Goodson back?
Again, you know what? I said what I said about Mike. I'm just going to leave it at that. I don't want to really get into the, specifics and, what I know and all that kind of stuff.
And where do things stay with Mike? Is he, is slate clean now that he's passed that test and everything's good to go?
Yeah, Joe is off a pup, so he he's cleared to practice and he did today.
Why was he on it?
Well, again, you know what? There's probably a reason why he's on it, but Joe's in shape, and he's ready to go.
How about seems like at the maturity level of how Cromartie has really grown? He's becoming that leader now for your secondary.
Well, he is, and the thing is, he's earned it because of the pelts. Here's a guy that's been, and that's how you gain the most respect is. You do it on the field, and he's made a couple of Pro Bowls coming off a Pro Bowl season. So he does it. He's got the athleticism. He's always had that. But the thing that impresses me is here's a guy that's trying to get better, and does he have freakish athletic ability? Yes, he's always had that. But he's trying to get better at his craft, and I think that's probably what impresses his teammates. I know it impresses me more than anything because sometimes. There's, you become, you reach such a level that you kind of got it figured out, and you almost, you're not looking for answers or looking to improve your game. You're kind of sustaining it. He's actually doing just the opposite. He wants to get better, and I think that's impressive about him.
So what was your message to the team last night?
Well, I think the big thing is, we've talked about all along about the competition and let them know that, I want guys to earn it, but we have to be great teammates. We have to take care of each other. And, I think that's a big part of it. I think this team, we're going to need to play complementary football. We're not going to be led by just one man or one unit. We're going to have to stand on our own. Each unit's going to have to stand on their own, but we have to play complementary football. And I think that's what we have to do. Sometimes that offense, and I've said it when I got here, that sometimes the offense have to pick the defense up, sometimes vice versa. But that is a true statement right now, that we have to be, stand on your own as a unit, but we've got to be, I don't know what it is, we just have to be a team. More of anything, more than anything else, we've got to be like this. And, never any internal deals. I hate I don't like to be around negative people. I refuse to be that way. But, there's a mantra that I had is play like a Jet. We have to play like a Jet, and that has to mean something. It can't just be words. It's got to mean something. And that basically is what our fans deserve and what we deserve as an organization from our guys is that we get everything they have, that they put it out there every single day for us, and we have to do it. I recognize right now, look, guys, this is the first step. The first step was today's practice and all that. But we're trying to get to the top floor, and we don't have the luxury of just hitting the button. We ain't taking the elevator up there. We're going to take the steps, and we're not going to miss one of them. We know we have to hit every step to get there, and this is just one step today. And I was happy the way practice went today.
Rex, are you surprised that, given that Mark is at a crossroads in his career, that he's been so willing to help Geno? I mean, obviously, it could be a lot easier for him to just worry about what he's got to do and not help out a rookie.
But I think that's a great example of what we want as a teammate. That's a great example of it. And, because it's not just about, we need 53 at their top. And if you can help somebody that is competing with you or whatever, that's what we want. And so the fact he's doing that, number one, it's not a surprise to me because of the kind of character he has. But that's the kind of mentality that we have to have throughout our football team.
What
What did you see from Geno today? Did he look like a rookie in his first training day of practice?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm seeing a guy that, you know, I mean, you see it out there. I mean, he can throw it with anybody. I mean, I don't know anybody, but he can throw it with Mo. I don't know if he can throw it with Cutler. I don't know if he can throw it with the kid from Detroit. But I know one thing, he can throw it. I mean, he's got a really live arm. There's no doubt. You know, again, are there's some real positives and minuses. We'll really watch that tape, and I'm sure you're going to see, you know, some ups and downs with all the guys.
Rex Ivory said he could probably be back Sunday. Is that about what you expect to? I mean, is this hamstring thing much of a concern?
I don't think it's that big of a concern. You know, it wasn't like it's completely pulled, but, you know, it's enough concern to leave him, you know, to keep him out of practice.
Is he somebody in particular you're eager to see more of in the pads?
Well, that's probably why he's taking a day or two off, because wait to get the pads on and he can really start shining, you know. But because he is, and you guys know what, he is a physical runner now. Ooh. And he's probably a little different when the pads come on than you know, with the pads off.
How important is it to have him and Bilal available, considering what's happening with Goodson?
Well, no, it absolutely is. And Joe McKnight. And the little Griffin kid now is – you know, showing out a little bit too, so that's good.
Rex, what Braylon said, that he could not wash the bad taste out of his mouth that from last season, and this is kind of what you were saying with the rest of the team. But how do you go about changing everything that went wrong from last year?
Well, you go back and you try to learn from it, and we've spent all off season trying to learn from it, adjusting things here and there or whatever. But quite honestly, from this point forward, that's behind us. And that's the best way we can do is flush it and let's go. And everything, because if we spend too much time going back, we've already spent the off season. I refuse to go back. I mean, you better look forward or you know, you got no chance. So with us, you know, we'll end up 6-10 again if we don't look forward. We are looking forward. And you know, we take what we've learned, but we are definitely looking forward and absolutely looking forward to this journey.
Rex, what do you like about having training camp in Portland?
Speaking of looking forward, Bill Parcells next weekend will be inducted into the Hall of Fame, and this might not be perfect in this setting, but I'll ask it anyway. Can you briefly talk about your interactions with Bill, how many people they've been to you, and also anything your dad's ever told you about those battles?
Oh, shoot. Well, first off, you know, he's really a gracious guy. So anytime I've reached out to him, he's been, I don't know why, you know, but he's really been great and, you know, a wealth of knowledge. You know, and for a young head coach coming into it, you know, I interviewed with Coach Parcells in Miami, you know, for the job. And everybody, you know, said that the other guy had it anyway, but, you know, Tony had it, and he did, I'm sure. I don't think that was the official statement, but that was it. But I wanted to meet Parcells. And when I went there, you know, I wanted to meet him and all that stuff. But let's just put it this way. I gained way more out of it than he did. He got nothing from me. I got a ton from him. He was amazing. He talked about setting up a team. He talked about, you know, the bottom of your roster. All that. He even talked about the developmental team and all, you know, a whole lot of things that I've used. And, you know, I don't know how long the interview was, but I took so much from it. And he kind of a mentor. And, you know, I wish I would have spent more time with him. But, you know, what an impressive guy. And obviously, you know what you get with him. You know, the type of team he had, he's tough, but he was consistent. He was just a great football coach. And, you know, obviously very deserving of going in the Hall of Fame. And as far as the battles my dad and him had, whoo, they had some beauties. And quite honestly, when my dad was coaching Philly had a good record against the Giants, but they couldn't beat Gibbs and Washington. Washington would do good, you know, or the Giants would always beat Washington at those times. So those three just traded blows with each other. And, they, you know, I think that five-year span, man, they were, you talk about some knockdown dragouts, they had them.
When you look at this roster, day one, and you sit and evaluate the roster, how does it compare to years past here with you?
you know, it's just different right now, and it's a different feel right now because, you know, you've added pieces and things. You add it's the NFL. You add guys each year. You've had a lot of guys leave, but you have a big draft class coming in as well. So it just feels a little different. You know, the thing that I'm excited about, you teach. And when I said at the very opening press conference where I said it's a new beginning for me, that's how it feels. It's a brand new start. And that's how I'm approaching it. So, it you know, what's happened in the past with me, whether positive or negative, you learn and you move on. And this is where it is, and it's a new beginning for me.
Is it as good as the teams you have?
Again, we'll, you know, proof will be in the pudding.
Right. So I just want to clarify something on a good set situation. Do you expect them back at some point?
Well, again, guys, you know.
I'm not asking for a time though. I just want to know.
Yeah.
Hey. Them back at all?
Again, you know what? It's, you know, I know where he is and all that stuff, and I guess that's all I'm going to leave it at. That's okay, Rich.
Rex, what do you like about having a training
this
camp
the last
in Portland?
One.
Cortland's fantastic. Number one, you start with, you know, the people around Cortland have opened their arms to us, and they're, you know, they're absolutely terrific. This whole community is terrific to the New York Jets and this organization. And then you look at the facilities. I mean, the practice field is, these are as nice as any golf course. Like, as somebody was coming out, they're like, is this that turf stuff? I go, no, that's grass. You know what I mean? But that's how these things look. The facilities are phenomenal. So, you know, we're very fortunate to be here and be practicing in these type of facilities and in this environment. Okay, all right, guys.